Let me bring in our hypnotist, Marshall Silver.
It's Marshall Silver, ladies and gentlemen, the world's fastest hypnotist.
Yes, technology. It is both our friend and our foe. Welcome home. I'm Marshall Silver. Welcome to this edition. We're at number 21, baby. 21 edition of Marshall Silver Live. Today's show, we've got $4,000 cash up for grabs. Sometimes people think I don't give away the cash. Yes, I do. You say the secret word of the day, you could win $4,000 cash yourself. I'm not just pretending. It's true. Just ask Emily Milish. She won $13,500 because she knew the secret word of the day was claustrophobia on the day she guessed it. Is it claustrophobia today? I think not. Yet should you call me up in the second half of the show, and everybody does, and say the secret word of the day, then you will win $4,000 cash today. Hey, if you don't win the cash and you're interesting, that's all you got to do. Kind of like life. If you're interesting, you'll win 10 ounces of pure Marshall Silver silver. How's that? 10 ounces of silver. And it's heavy, baby. It's heavy. And it's the real deal. So you can leave it on your desk. You can take it to the bank. You can sell it to your friends. You can do any number of things, and I wish you would. I just want you to win today. It's your day. We have a phenomenal guest on today's show. I'm always fascinated on how things have changed. And I was in a meeting before the show today with a marketing type. And we were talking about marketing in general and marketing specifically in this modern time. And we were talking about creating content that causes people to stop scrolling through the feed. And in the mid-90s, when my infomercial, Passion, Profit, and Power came out, when I produced a show for $10,000 that did 120 million. That's right. You heard me right. I produced a show for $10,000 out of my pocket. And in the first year, we did $120 million in sales. I netted $22 million that year alone, and everything changed. But back then, we didn't have a screen to scroll through. What we had was a clicker to go through the channels on television. And so you had to do the same thing. You had to stop people, get them to watch a little bit. So I had people walking on broken glass, breaking concrete slabs with their bare hands, hypnotizing them in the audience, and so much more. Fun party stuff for your children. At any rate, the whole idea these days is to make content so interesting, people want to share it with their friends. Now, you want to share this show with your friends. That only makes sense. Because when you share this show with your friends, not only do they get great content, great information, you also could not only win thousands of dollars, by all means, because of our extremely lucrative affiliate program, you could also earn thousands and thousands of dollars. To assist you in understanding all about what the media does these days and potentially to get your content to go viral, I have a very special guest on our show today. Ryan has mastered the art of creating content that not only resonates, but it also spreads like wildfire across all social platforms. In today's Marshall Silver Live Show, Ryan is going to share strategies behind viral content creation, audience engagement, and building a magnetic online presence. Ryan's insights can transform your social media, your life, and can propel you to new heights of visibility and influence. Please welcome Ryan Magin to the show with a big Marshall Silver. Hey, welcome to the show in the comments. Ryan, glad you're here, brother.
Thanks for having me, Marshall. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, you obviously have been doing a lot for a long time. Where are you coming in from? Where are you located right now?
Yeah, so I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. This is actually my freshly painted studio. We just opened up a studio here in St. Petersburg. It's like right in the downtown area. So it's right outside of Tampa. Most people know where Tampa is.
Yeah, your studio looks great, man.
Yeah, this is one room. It's 3,000 square feet. We're making a, a whole viral short form viral content studio. I think it's the first one in existence. So I'm happy about that. It's not done yet, though. It's like a construction zone outside of the other side of this. Looks really bad.
That's production, basically. But I got to tell you, you picked the right color scheme. That's for sure.
Yeah, purple and pink tend to just look really good on camera. So, and whenever I've been, it's actually been split tested. When I wear anything pink, I get more views. So I tend to buy pink.
You and George Bryant.
Yeah.
So do you know George Bryant?
I do not know George Bryant.
Yeah, you need to write that name down because his entire color scheme is pink. And here's this big, burly, just like you, big, strong. He's a Marine, ex-Marine. And his favorite color is pink, and that's his brand. So it's all good stuff. So tell us about you. Tell us about your background. Tell us about what you do. You're coming to us from Florida, and you show people how to make their videos and their content go viral.
Yeah. What
does it mean, viral?
Well, so my definition of viral is different from most people's definition of viral. Me and my team and, like, the company I created, which is called Viral Edits, we help people go viral. And for us, viral means 1 million views. I don't consider viral any less than that. I think it's a cop out. So
when something goes viral, what platform are we talking about? Views on YouTube? Are we talking about, what are we talking about?
Yeah, generally, I mean, my company, we don't do any long form. I have crafted a short form, pretty much specific company and brand. I am venturing into long form, similar to yourself doing, longer form stuff. But I have built my whole brand in the last 2.5 years, as well as many others based around TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and Facebook Reels. So inside my company, we primarily focus on TikTok. TikTok is our number one priority, usually at all times, specifically because I found that if you can make a good video on TikTok, and by good meaning, if you can get a video get higher than normal views on TikTok, it will generally perform very well on the other three or four platforms. Basically because everybody just copies TikTok.
And so, what are the elements that go into a viral video?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll give you my little background. So I've been to your one of your live shows in Vegas. I've been making money on the internet for over 10, 12 years now.
I love it.
Yeah. I started, I'm just turned 40. Well, I'm almost 41 now, but I turned 40.
It hurts to say it, huh, brother?
It does, man. It just feels wrong. But I mean, we're here.
No, I don't understand. I woke up one day and I'm 61 years old, and I said, "How the hell did that happen?"
I know. Thankfully, we got all these cool advancements now. So hopefully, I just keep looking younger. That's my goal. At least I tell myself that when I look in the mirror. So, but
I'm a hypnotist, so I can tell myself anything.
But do you believe it?
So you came through Turning Point. When did you come to Turning Point?
Yeah. No, it was just, I believe you're doing just a show there. It was a while back, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe at this time. Maybe I'm mistaken. I apologize if I am, but I swear it was, I've seen you speak multiple times. I've been to like Frank Kern's List Control. Way back to like the old days of internet marketing.
You're old school, dude. Now we know that's your actual age.
Yep. Now it's like, I remember like I had a phone without internet. I had a Nokia flip phone, and I had a pager too, technically, when I was in high school. So I'm like, whoa, the fact that I figured out how to go viral on TikTok is quite the feat, I feel like, just because of the advancements that we have today.
Tom, if you could type into the scroll what a pager is, so all of our viewers, our younger viewers know, please help us out.
Yeah, it's thank God they're gone. They were hard, but
doesn't believe I never had a BlackBerry. So, let's get back to it again. Yeah. How do we make a video go viral?
Yeah, so you make a video go viral by what you said in the intro, being interesting. You have to be an interesting person. And I say that vague because I believe everybody's interesting, or at least everybody has interesting qualities about themselves that they can showcase on the internet, I would say, slightly over the top, more amplified way. And when I say that, there's really, like you were talking about in the intro, the only thing, 95% of the success of a video is the first 3 seconds of the video. If you can get somebody to stop scrolling, you will win, you will win over the longer term. We have, most everybody calls that the hook. In my company, we also have, like, as much as we focus on the hook, we also focus on the secondary hook. And that's usually the sentence that comes after the hook. And that's from like 3 to 6 seconds or 2 to 4 seconds. Because once you get people into like the 5 second territory, you're pretty much going to get them throughout the whole video if they make it that far. And really, we found that, you know, it's not necessarily saying something clever or being obnoxious, because everybody that, like, so I run a company called Viral Edits. We currently manage 18 accounts. We work with some of the biggest influencers on the internet today. My client roster right now includes Grant Cardone. We grew his TikTok to almost over 2 million followers. Modern Wisdom Podcast, Brandon Carter. I've worked with a lot of big names in the past. I did 6 months with Jordan and Michaela Peterson. We have crafted over roughly every day. We produce 35 videos a day inside my company. We post on average 50 to 75 videos a day. And the average month, we post around 3,500 to 4,000 videos to the platforms. So wow. I see a lot of data. And I track all that data too with spreadsheets, because that's what marketers do, because we're weird. But, you know, with that said, I'm able to kind of see, it's not so much the video itself, it's just what the video is about. It's the topic. Most people, marketers specifically, have a tendency to make niche content, niche-based content. And while niche-based content will make you the most money, it's not going to get you reach. And we live in an age where if you don't have reach, aka attention, you're not going to make any money. So I've crafted like a formula, what I call the HEM framework, which is short for like the Hemingway. Because if you're familiar, obviously you know copywriting. The Hemingway app is, you know, something you do to make your writing understandable for people under the age of, you know, under second grade level. We found that you have to speak at a second grade level. So it really does come down to how you deliver the video as well. And, you know, with that said, the HEM framework stands for the H stands for hobbies and interests. The E stands for expertise, and the M is mastery. And the average person, you know, should be posting a minimum of one short form video every single day onto the platforms. So that would equate to 30 videos a month on average. Of those 30 videos, I believe in the 80-20 principle. If you're trying to grow, then 80% of your content should be reach dominant, which means that you should be making it about hobbies and interests. Hobbies and interests include anything that you do for fun, anything that you enjoy learning about, anything that you enjoy, like that you study. The idea is it's just things that you do for fun. Like, do you watch sports for fun? Do you compete in sports for fun? Do you like lifting weights? Do you follow a certain diet because you like it? Do you, basically all the things that encapsulate like fun and topical based interests that a lot of people can pay attention to. Then you're going to have the E, which is expertise. This is like anything. And then we're breaking that down. We have, you know, so if you're doing 30 videos a month, 80% of that, so you're going to have 20 videos are going to be hobby and interest based. 5 videos are going to be expertise based. And what expertise based is it means anything that you've been paid to do in the past. You might not be getting rich by this said thing, but for example, I used to work at Lowe's Home Improvement. I sold doors and windows for almost 6 years. I made a lot of commissions. I was a really good salesman there. I have a lot of retail experience. So I tend to make videos about retail sales and retail sales experience because I was paid to do that. I also have been paid to be a photographer. I'm not what I would call an amazing professional photographer, but I am better than the average person. So sometimes I make videos about that. Sometimes I make graphic design videos. And the whole expertise category is just something that you have been paid to do in the past and you can share to help somebody maybe a little less further along than you are. And then you have the bottom category. So we're looking at like a funnel. Us marketers love funnels. The top part of the funnel is going to be your hobbies and interests. The middle funnel is going to be expertise. And then you have the mastery, which is like you talking about anything. Like for most of us, it's what's making us a lot of money right now. Like for me, it's me talking to you about how to go viral. It's about me breaking down like the psychology of videos. These videos, if I were to post them on my TikTok or my Instagram or my YouTube shorts, are probably not going to go viral. There's just not enough audience for them, but they're also going to cultivate the money. They're going to reach the right people to where I will then get paid. But all of it works together. And where most people mess up when it comes to making content is they focus solely on the mastery content. They just focus on the shit that they're comfortable talking about that makes them money, but they forget the reach. And here's where that kind of flips it on its head. And this is where people, I get a lot of hate on the internet because people say that, oh, Ryan's all about going viral and he'll make videos about anything to get views. And I mean, well, that is slightly true. I do like to make videos to get views because views do one thing that everybody looks over. And then to get 1 million views on a video, it will not happen unless 50% of those people watch that video from start to finish. You won't get 1 million views unless half the audience watches it till the end. Now, of those 500,000 people that just watched your 1 million viewed video, now they are interested in you. They just told the algorithm, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, doesn't matter which platform. They just said, hey, I like this guy Ryan's content. I watched the video to the end. Then the algorithm goes to work. And if you're a marketer, you're probably familiar with retargeting. The algorithm starts retargeting all your old content to the proper people in that pool of 500,000. Now, I like a pool of 500,000 instead of a pool of 500. You know, so the more views you get, the more the algorithm goes to work with your back catalog. That's why it's important to have a mix of all of it, but you have to kind of do it in waves. Like if you're trying to make money, then you need to ramp up the mastery content and sell. And if you're trying to reach people, you got to tone that back, maybe take a little pay cut for a little bit and do reach content and grow, and then vice versa. But the problem is people just get stuck either in one or the other. You see a lot of entertainers that just make a lot of views and don't make any money. You see a lot of niche people that make a lot of niche videos and they're like, I'm running out of leads to sell to. I don't know who, I'm not reaching anybody. So the key is finding kind of a happy balance or a happy medium there. And we've just seen it, like the 80-20 has never failed me. And that's why we're on this call. So.
I love it. Yeah, I love everything you've said. And we absolutely 100% are in alignment. One of the things that we teach when we're teaching speakers, because while you're working on viral videos, I'm working on helping people crush it with their speaking and entertainment and frankly, information marketing businesses. And the first thing I tell them, address your audience as if they're bright seven-year-olds. Talk to them as if they're seven-year-olds. And that's not an insult. That's just an effective way of communicating. I want the same thing for myself. You know, if you and I are talking, it's like, explain it to me like I'm in second grade. Please just explain it to me in the simplest terms. And then the other portion of what you were describing, I loved your semantics, because we call that our 3E. First and foremost, entertain them. Because if they don't stop, like you said, in the first 3 to 5 seconds, they're not stopping. They don't care. And unfortunately, you know, a picture of your head on a video that they're scrolling through isn't enough. It's not interesting. Now you know, purple background, pink shirt, you know, kind of what is that girl, that stick figure girl behind your head? Right off the bat, we got a more interesting visual. Yeah. And then the second E from my experience is once you've entertained them, you're right. You can get a whole lot of views. In fact, we've got a guest coming up on the show that I'm excited to talk about. I don't know if you've heard of Adley.
Yeah, so, she's a friend of mine. She was my first client. She worked in
you've done something amazing. And you know, one of the things, obviously, she talks about in her ad that she had a bathtub filled with chickens and it went viral. First big video. Yeah. And again, that's all well and good. That gets eyeballs. But the second E, in my opinion, is educate. They need to know that there's actually a reason they should watch your videos. And it's not just distraction. Distraction's fun. You know, I get caught on my kids told me they can always tell when I'm looking at videos, when I'm on the pot, because they hear me laughing from the bathroom. And I said, I get it. I understand. And then what you call mastery, we call empowerment. And so entertain so that you stop them, educate so they know you're the real deal, and then empower them to make a decision. And if you're selling things, the decision is a buying decision. You know, if you're wanting to bring them into your ecosystem or into your tribe, then yeah, they've got to take some kind of an action, whether it's an opt-in or whether it's a, you know, a tripwire purchase of a, you know, small item or anything. So that's, I love it. That's just absolutely powerful stuff. How did you fall into this? I mean, you know, you sold windows and doors and stuff at Costco, and now you're one of the top, working with the top people, Grant Cardone and some of the other names you mentioned, Adley. You're one of the top people in the industry helping people make their content go viral. What was the transition? What was the aha moment for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been making money online for a long time. It started back when I was, you know, I think I was like 26. I quit my job, you know, selling doors and windows, and I went all in to be a professional BMX racer. I cashed in some 401k from my Lowe's 401k, some of it, I mean, all of it, all $14,000 of it that I had saved up in there. I lived on that for about a year. I was basically poor. At the end of that year, I was like, oh shit, I got to make money. And BMX racing, I was in that weird place where I was too good to be an amateur, but not quite good enough to be an exceptional professional that made a really nice living. So I kind of self-funded my BMX career.
Maybe it's that fear of breaking your bones.
It could be, could be. So I ended up getting a video camera. I begged my dad. My dad, actually, I got to give him some love because he's always been a videographer his whole life. And he never taught me how to use a camera. He never taught me how to edit videos, but I always just saw him doing it. And I was like, yo, this seems like it's not that hard. So like I asked him to buy me a camera because I didn't know what to buy. And he did. And I started bringing it with me to bike races. And I started like basically vlogging like on this little flip cam back in the day. And I started making training videos, helping BMXers get faster. Next thing you knew, I had a DVD teaching BMXers how to get faster on their bike. Fortunately for me, that was, while I made a few thousand dollars a month, that was when I got my first hard lesson in too niche of a market. There was not enough people that wanted my stuff. And then I kind of went dark and dirty into affiliate marketing. And that's where I kind of fell into the world of Frank Kern. And like, I started building email lists around like niche-based topics and really went, sold a lot of affiliate products. I did very well for myself for a few years. Google Panda update came along and kind of, I had a lot of SEO sites, kind of leveled all that out. And then that kind of left me wondering, okay, what kind of business do I want to make? And at the time, the picture behind me was drawn by my 8-year-old because she wanted to draw on my chalkboard wall. I had just gotten with, you know, my fiance, or my now fiance. Back then, you know, we were just dating and we ended up getting together. Google update happened. I kind of fell into like a dark place and then we broke up. And then I wanted to reinvent myself. So I found men's fashion and men's style. And I found the community on YouTube for that. But I realized now that I was a single guy and I was dressing better, there was something interesting that was happening, and that was women were hitting on me. And I go, oh, I wonder if people want to learn more about this. So I started a YouTube channel called Handsome Guy Secrets, teaching men how to dress better to get laid. And I did that. I got back together with my now fiance. We broke up for about a year. I grew a YouTube channel. I mean, at the time.
So you were just basically, she broke up with you because you were embarrassing her.
I feel like that, you know? I feel like that.
No, I mean that. She said, dude, you got to dress better. You're a slob, yeah. For God's sake.
Yeah, I dress like I like to call it the hoodlum extreme sport athlete.
Grunge.
Yeah, like I looked like I'd rob a convenience store. You know, like that was like the look. That was the vibe. You know,
so, I say know thyself. That's a good thing. That's great. So that's cool. So you switched over. You said, I'm going to find a more target rich environment. I'm tired of dealing with broke BMXers and I want to sell guys clothes because it'll get them laid.
Well, specifically digital products. And then that did pretty well for a while again. But I got back together with my said fiance and we ended up getting pregnant with my now 8-year-old daughter. And I did not want to be the guy teaching guys to dress better to get laid anymore. And that put me in another weird like year transition where I didn't really know what to do. But thankfully, I saved some money and I was able to kind of fumble around and not, you know, try to figure myself out. But that brought me right into around, you know, about a year before COVID. I started a small, I worked with a lot of brands when I was the men's fashion influencer because I was more of a, I would say I was a rated R influencer. I was very aggressive with my tone. A lot of my titles were like, wear this shirt, get laid. Where now that's very common. Back then I was like getting flagged on YouTube for abusive language, you know, like when that was a thing.
Because nobody gets laid on YouTube.
Yeah. The comments specifically, nobody in there. I was kind of wondering what to do. And I reached out to some of the brands that had worked with me and I said, hey, can I make some creative for you? Can I help you with your ads? And sure enough, a couple of them said yes, because they really liked my style. And I started like kind of a small ad agency, more for the creative, not running anybody's ads, but just helping them with creative. And a lot of my creative did pretty well for the companies. And then we hit COVID. So I was charging like, you know, a couple thousand dollars for like, you know, just advertising creative. Some cases I'd fly out there, we'd film for a day or two, we'd fly back. Like it was actually pretty fun. But then COVID happened and everything shut down and a lot of those clients canceled. I lost a lot of money. I was broke again because I was just kind of starting to come back up and I was like, shit, what do I do? And then there was this TikTok thing. And then I looked at TikTok like it was kind of my all in moment as far as like when I went all in on TikTok, it was when Trump banned it or when he was trying to ban it. I mean, they're still trying to ban it, but you know, when he was like, yeah, I'm going to shut down the app. I was like, fuck it. I'm going all in on this bitch. Like, and I pushed all the chips in. I committed to doing one video a day for the next 90 days. I chose that over YouTube because I saw it as a way to get more attention quicker because I could make videos faster. And I also wanted to make higher edited videos than what the app currently had because I had videography skills. And at the time, everybody's using their phone. So I showed up with like, I filmed in my bedroom. I put up lights. I started educating people on how to make videos with a DSLR. I was editing on my laptop. Next thing you know, I'm subtitling these things like word by word. And next thing you know, I had almost 100,000 followers and I was working with, you know, I at the same time that I was growing myself, I committed to growing two of my friends. And this is during the lockdown. So like nothing was going on. Like we weren't even supposed to be traveling, but I was like traveling around to my friends. And one of them was, his name is Elliot Hulse. He's an OG YouTuber. He's a good friend of mine. He had a few million followers on YouTube, still does. We grew him to 100,000 followers multiple times. He talks about politics and he gets very controversial, so he gets banned a lot. And another one was an athlete account, and that was Chris Barnard. We took his account from zero to 100K.
So what's Elliot's last name?
Hulse, H-U-L-S-E. And the other one was Chris Barnard. He ran an athlete training account. I was just building 100K accounts. Like we were doing it in a matter of like 2-3 weeks. And this was back, you know, we're talking over two years ago. So, I mean, significantly harder to do that now. But that led me to Adley. And Adley reached out through a Facebook group and wanted somebody to repurpose her Facebook videos. And I was like, I can do it. And she was actually my first paying client.
I love it.
For the TikTok agency. And she paid me, and I still make fun of her because she spoke at my last event, the Attention Summit. She paid me $750 a month.
Your event was called the Attention Summit?
Yep, that's it. We just did the first one this year. We had 250 people. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's a great name, man.
Yeah, I love it. I've gone all in on the word attention. So
I like it.
But yeah, so Adley came in. We grew her from zero to a million in about 6 months. And then after that, it was a snowball. I do have some NDAs, so I can't speak of like, I had Grant Cardone was one of my first clients. Ryan Pineda was one of my second clients. The subtitles that everybody uses today were created by me and my team. We utilize them on my account and Grant Cardone's account, then Ryan Pineda. And there's two very big marketers that I can't say who they are, but they blew up recently massively. We worked with them originally and we blew them up. And then it was just a snowball, one client after another, after another, after another. And now we're 2.5 years in and like my company Viral Edits has grossed $2.58 million to date. So, and now I'm here.
What do you like most about what you do?
Well, it's twofold. One, I like being a personal brand because I generally enjoy educating, but I like doing it in a way like that's unique to myself. And I've always felt kind of like an outsider, like an outcast in, you know, being a BMX racer. We always kind of we're loners, you know, we're not like the school sports guys. But I've always had passions for a lot of random stuff. And I feel like TikTok and like short form in general allows like a singular person to be able to talk about a lot of different things that they may have knowledge in. Because it really doesn't define you into a niche. And I think that that's amazing, which is one of the reasons why I continue to make videos about kind of whatever's on my mind. And then also with the clients, I'm fortunate to be able to work with the best businesses and brands in the world. Like the amount of views that I see, the amount of, you know, I see the money being made from the backsides of the accounts because we're logged into all of them. I see it's really opened my eyes to just kind of what's possible and the relationships with the clients. Like I do believe that my agency, like we take really good care of the clients' brands, partially because I believe a lot of agencies out there, they're not actually brands themselves. And that's where I'm different because I'm the face of my company. Like if I'm not going viral, then what the fuck am I selling? You know, so I make it a point, like, you know, my content is always at the forefront. Like I treat myself like a client. I pay myself as if I'm a client, you know, into the company. And I just have done that since the beginning. And I just feel like that's a unique place to be. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I love it too. And I get to just meet awesome people. Like you just, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I remember watching, I remember like your infomercials back in the day, and now we're just having a conversation on a Monday afternoon.
Isn't that wild? Tell me, I'm not established on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Who's the audience on TikTok?
It is much younger. 18 to 25 is your primary. That's not saying that there isn't everybody on the app. I mean, they have billions of users, but we like TikTok specifically because it's like they're the gatekeepers of cool. And if you can crack cool on TikTok, meaning if you deliver a message in a way that penetrates the audience and gets a million views, or you get a shareable video on TikTok, it's like you're hacking culture. You're able to know this is what's working right now. Now, I will say, see all the accounts, millions of views. TikTok is not the platform to monetize. Like, TikTok is where you get your attention. Like, you get relevance from TikTok. Like, when I go to Target, I get recognized because of my TikTok videos. Like, when you make money, majority of that is coming from Instagram. Like, and then you get the longevity and the audience building from YouTube. And that's if you choose to do long form. And I think people kind of, you know, somebody like yourself, you have a big recognizable brand you have for a long time. It makes sense to kind of do it all. Somebody like myself, when I started, I specifically focused on TikTok. I mean, I committed to TikTok for a year. I didn't do any other platform for a year. And then it is very unique now because you can make a TikTok video and then post it everywhere. Like, this is like the only time, and you remember, you've been around for a long time. We've never been able to do some shit like that. Like, you know, so it only makes sense, you know, if you're just starting out and you're struggling to grow, like, focus on short form, like, get good at it, get reach, make good videos. You can do so much faster as opposed to, in my opinion, then, I mean, you know, the work that you probably pay your team, because I'm assuming you have a big team that runs your YouTube and helps you. Like, YouTube is hard, man. YouTube is like, you know, you got to come professional. You got to come correct. But yeah, things change. That, like, right now there's a push for less editing, more raw, but still that comes down to like what you talked about at the beginning. You have to have charisma. You have to have personality. You have to be somebody worth following. And if you're not that, then you're screwed either way. And I think more people can figure that out quicker on TikTok and Instagram Reels than any other platform right now.
There's so much BS out there in short form, you know, and obviously TNA is the draw always. It always will be. Men are addicted to women. And I mean, again, that's what, when you, I love my wife. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, but show me a nice set of Hooters while I'm scrolling through and I'm going to stop and take a little look at it. I don't have Hooters. So what do I do? I mean, surely I can be interesting. And by the way, what do we consider short form? Is that 30 seconds? Is that 3 minutes? What is that?
Yeah, I mean, the apps are pushing longer durations. I would say less than a minute, you know, but, you know, as somebody whose company creates a lot of viral videos and has created thousands of them on TikTok and Reels and Shorts, the sweet spot for us seems to still be around 35 to 45 seconds. Like, you know, and that's not saying that there aren't viral videos over a minute. It's not like an absolute, like, you know, but, you know, they are pushing.
Talk to me about what I can communicate in 45 seconds that hits those elements.
Well, I think the biggest thing is somebody like yourself is like, you probably, like, outside of that studio, you probably live a very interesting life, which is probably normal to you, but it's interesting to somebody like myself. Like, what we find is that the more you share, do it, like, living what you're doing. Like, if you hypnotize people, you showing you doing that, you driving. I mean, what kind of car do you have?
Which one? I've got a Rolls-Royce Phantom, a Mercedes-Benz Maybach.
Rolls-Royce Phantom, Mercedes-Benz Maybach. And the fact
My
that you said which
a
one?
Brand new Escalade.
Yeah. The fact that you said which one is interesting.
Good.
And just so you know, a lot of people want to know about the Maybach, and a lot of people want to know about a Rolls-Royce Phantom. Like, people want to know about those cars. They are an interest to a lot of people, but you own them. And I think there's a, you know, somebody like yourself, you know, it gets hard because, you know, you have a lot of accomplishments, you have a lot of success. And like, there's this line that you have to walk of like, am I flexing too hard? Like, am I going straight douchebag, or am I, you know, where do I lie? And I just say, like, one of our clients has been a friend of mine for a while, is Brandon Carter, is King Keto on Instagram. Like, there's an art to flexing. And he's like, and we've kind of coined the term, it's not flexing if it's true. So, like, you got to live right. your truth. And if you have that multi-million dollar.
I think Kid Rock, I can hear Kid Rock singing in my ear.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that. Cocky is the song.
Yeah.
They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It's not bragging if you back it up. And and I would agree with that, you know, we see so many of the influencers posing beside Lamborghinis that they didn't even rent. They're just parked on the street and they walked up and took a picture. That I would agree with you. But I'll tell you, I posted a picture of myself, my wife, and my three kids getting on a jet to go to our second home in Vegas. And this motivational speaker got all up inside of my stuff. Oh, my God, that is the sleaziest picture I've ever seen. And I said, how dare you call my wife sleazy? And it was just weird because he didn't see this gorgeous woman and these three kids. And that's all I commented about in the picture. I didn't even reference the jet. And the guys all over me about the jet. So again, I get it. And I would agree that anytime I talk about my life, I get flack from people going, oh, you're just bragging about your life. I'm going, no, I'm giddy about my life. Even I can't believe that I'm flying in a private jet to go to my second home today. So, you know, how do I not be that sleazeball?
Well, I think you're good. No matter what, the people are going to think that. And this even goes for the people that, like, I do believe in amplifying normal as well. Like, maybe you don't have a jet. Maybe you don't have a Maybach. Maybe you don't have any of that. Maybe you just have a 9-to-5. Maybe you're struggling. Like, but you can amplify normal and make normal cool. You know, like, maybe you have a unique style of parenting. Let me see it in action. Like, tell me about it. Show me. Maybe you have a unique way of, like, your morning routine. Maybe you have a unique way of working out to save time. Maybe you have a unique way of eating. Like, the problem is people get fixated on, like, I have to look a certain way. And it's like, no, it's just like, this is what I'm given. Let me amplify this. Like, how do I make this interesting? You know, like, this is like, this literally the interesting thing is my daughter drew fucking stick figure on the wall. I'm going to leave it there because it's interesting. You know, like, so things of that nature, like, people get so, like, bent about, like, whether I'm flexing or, oh, I can't brag about this, or, you know, it's like, it's your truth. Live it. You know, I do believe in amplifying it.
Did I hear you say that you worked with Jordan Peterson?
Yeah, we did for about 6 months, him and Michaela.
Good. Cause he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He came out of nowhere. I mean, he's a fascinating guy for sure, but he came, and he's a quirky guy in my opinion, anyway. Interesting and quirky. And I think that's what's sexy.
Yep. I mean, there is a level of, like, I don't necessarily believe everybody can be famous on the internet. Like, you have to have something.
Or should be.
Yeah. It's like, you have to have some unique quality about yourself, or you can build it. I consider myself a very normal guy. Like, but I have just, like, crafted a persona to help myself get attention, to help myself get my message heard. And I mean, is that, some people would say that is, oh, like, he's changing himself, or, oh, he's becoming somebody he's not. It's like, I'm going to share this message anyways. I just like the packaging that it's coming out of now, you know, because this package gets more attention.
Yes, you know? Without a doubt. And after all, that's the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I mean, that's the point. And, you know, it's kind of like when I teach people how to sell, they say, what do you say to somebody when they say to you, oh, my God, you're just trying to sell me something? I said, rather than defend that, acknowledge the fact, I'm a car salesman. You're on a car lot. That's what I do. You know, what did you expect from me? How about Andy Elliott? Have you worked with Andy?
I have not worked with Andy, but I know some people a lot of people follow me that work for the bigger people. Like, I get a lot of, like, I have a coaching group. We have I do, like, the events. I had a lot of people at my event. Andy Elliott is awesome. Like, you can't contain that guy. Like, I mean, and I'm going to bet that's how he is. He just probably... He probably used to operate at, like, volume 5. Now he's like, fuck it, I'm going volume 10 all the time. Because I'm sure he's making more money. He's getting more attention. Like, he's a fascinating character. Like, I like that.
So on that topic, who, I mean, if you don't want to answer these questions, so be it. But who would you say is getting a ton of attention and you look at their social media and you look at that, what the content they're putting out, and you go, oh my God, that is so bad. But yet they're getting a lot of attention besides the Kardashians.
Let me think about that. I definitely have opinions. I mean, we work, one of our clients, one of them is Chris Krohn. Like we've gotten him a lot of viral videos, like, and almost to where we like the internet feel, I feel like the internet hates him. And like he does
for the record, I think Chris is awesome.
I do too. I just did a whole YouTube video where I spent an entire day with him to prove he's not a scam.
No, that guy's the real deal. He's a good guy. His studio up there in Utah is gorgeous.
Yep.
His entire facility is amazing, and he's just a very talented man.
Yeah. I feel like he's misunderstood on the internet. You know, and we're doing our best to change that. Like, but I mean, but we got him. We still work with him. We worked with him for almost a year now. Incredible virality. But I mean, I would say a lot of brands just do dumb shit. Like, not so much people. I think most influencers, I'm heavily inspired by a lot of. Yeah, but it's like say where you fall without
planet,
saying where you fall.
Planet Fitness.
Yep. Oh, the Lunkalar.
Did you see what they just did?
No, I did not. I did not. What did Planet Fitness do?
And I pray that I'm getting this right. I'm pretty sure it's Planet Fitness. I just saw a promo that they just made their woman's locker room inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost $400 million in market value in 3 days.
Whew. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Any father with a daughter would say, no, that's insane. Let's not do that.
Yeah. I didn't care too much about politics until I had my daughter. And then I'm like, yeah, well, now I care about it.
Mine either. I did not care about politics until I had three kids. And then I said, I got to protect the world for them. I've got to make sure I do my part. So I would agree with that. So who's a client that you don't have right now that is the ideal kind of client? You say, man, I'd really like to have them with a client. I could do amazing things with them.
Yeah. I feel like we hit the pinnacle of business influencers. And that's with Grant, with Chris Krohn, with the people that we've worked with to date that are all business influencers. It's more educators. I would like to venture. I mean, we are venturing into comedy. We worked with Modern Wisdom podcast for a long time. He's introduced us to, we're doing some work with Flagrant Clips, which is Andrew Schultz and some of his team. I would like to move more into comedy and stuff on that side, but leading more towards the general influencers. I don't want to be pigeonholed into only educational influencers. Because I would love to see entertainers. One of my favorite people to watch on comedy is Matt Rife. I think he's incredible at what he does. But what if he was teaching you finance? I think that would be awesome. I think entertainers should start educating more because of the platforms they built from the education. I think they would blow up even harder. And I would love to kind of make that correlation to bigger people like that. Even the Kardashians. What if Kim Kardashian showed her how she balances her checkbook? I think that'd be a fascinating video. I'd probably watch it even if I hated her. Shit like that, I think there's room for that. I think that especially even athletes, mainstream athletes, I know LeBron just started a podcast and the first episode got 3 million views. I mean, that just shows you LeBron's now an educator. He's not an athlete anymore,
So you're saying you'd like to work with an entertainer who also does education.
Or that isn't used to doing education, that just purely entertains, but now is more educating on how they do things. Cause that's what gets most attention. It's not anybody can read a general, here's how to grill a steak from the cookbook, but it's no, here's how I use my grill. Here's how much butter I use. Here's what I do here. Here's what I do there. And I've ate this 7 days a week for the last 8 years because I'm LeBron James and look at me. I think that type of education, which is slightly different than just, but because they're not used to educating. They're used to just doing their thing and being them. But it's they probably have a lot of shit to share. And I think that would be cool to bring that out of people.
Cool, man. Well, I will see if I can find an entertainer that also might be able to have a educational business. I mean, All right. like you're looking at him. That would be me.
Well, you have a good team because I know the guy that
I'm a little heartbroken, Ryan, that when I asked who would be your ideal client, you
had
signed up.
I knew you kind of did.
I was here with bated breath, dude, going, just say me. Just say me.
apologies. But I thought you had this covered, man. I mean, you got.
I'm already over it. My wife said she didn't want me to be viral.
Oh, you could be viral. Everybody should be viral because virality is the fastest way. Like, we work with a chewing gum company. Like, and whenever they go viral, this is like the fact. This is another thing I love about like what we do. It's like their business was doing like, I think it was like, you know, almost like roughly $2 million when they brought us in. Their business went up 40%, and it was based on like 17 viral videos throughout the year. Their business jumped 40%. Like, just, I mean, we post videos twice a day every day, but 17 videos over the course of the year raise their sales. I mean, to the point where like they go viral. The company's Epic Dental. They make xylitol chewing gum. It's an incredible product. But they go viral and they sell out of Amazon. They sell out their store. It's like, it's crazy to see, like, and it just changes businesses.
So how does that work? You did 17 videos for them, but you post twice a day. How does that work?
Well, yeah. So we have like, so if somebody worked with us as a client, it's a full service short form content package. So we come out, we have different packages depending on like if we have to travel, if we're just clipping you, like vice versa. But we do a 6K package and a 10K package. And like the 10K package is where we, myself and Luis, or myself or somebody from my team, flies out to you. We spend 2 to 3 days with you. We batch film a crap ton of videos. Usually we get 100 videos a day. So we leave with 200 to 250 videos. We do different intros. We do different variations. And then we come back, we edit them up, and we start posting 2 videos a day, 7 days a week without fail. And then we do that until, in this case, the client says, oh, I don't want to do that anymore. It's like a machine. You turn us off. But of those, you know, statistically, when we go to a client, if we get 100 videos a day, like brand new videos, not variations or anything, just like new videos, like roughly 20 of them, statistically, that's not always happens, but stand to go viral as in, or do significantly better than the rest. Like they're going to be, you know, standout videos. So we know it's a volume game. So we try to compress the amount of time it takes to get that information out of you. And then, yeah, then we manage the account, we post, we do everything from the back end here in Florida. And the client just shows up for 2 days every quarter.
So you just mentioned, and as we're getting ready to wrap up, I want to talk about what offerings you give and, you know, what you do for people. You just mentioned you have a couple of packages. Tell me how your packages work and what they are.
Yeah. So, I mean, just kind of like I explained, right now I'm on like a wait list because we're trying to train people to be able to film and direct to extract virality from clients. There's no short of short form editors out there right now. There's a lot of people that know how to edit short form, but there's not a lot of people that know how to film. And I've coined the position inside my company. It's something called a viral director. It's not the same as a creative director because the creative director is more overseeing all the social media. A viral director is working directly with like somebody like yourself. He's your filmer. He's your videographer. But the part where a videographer falls short and a viral director steps in is the viral director understands the platforms. In most cases, probably has some experience going viral himself and or can direct somebody like Marshall, who's a very powerful alpha type of personality, into, hey, Marshall, you said this, but the audience is going to hate that. You should probably say it like this. Or, hey, I need you to turn up that volume, Marshall. What are you, tired right now? Come on, man. Give me some energy. So like they direct you. And that's a position. Like we're actually doing a workshop here in Florida. I'm going to be doing multiple workshops here at my studio. The viral director workshops, I sell them, you know, I post them on my Instagram story. They sell out pretty quick because we take 30 people at a time. I also have a coaching group. And then if there's a, like most of the clients that I work with, which for my agency, like, you know, the criteria generally is well over 100,000 YouTube subscribers. They've made hundreds of videos. They speak very well. Like they have a personality already that we can help amplify quicker. It's very hard, you know, I don't really work with like the local bar, even though I can help the local bar, like the local bar can't pay me $6K or $10K a month. And then the $6K a month is just like, you send us videos, we edit them. or we take from your podcast clips and we find them by our audience. Statistically, we do better at that than most everybody as well. But the real power is the 10K package, which is, you know, somebody from my team comes out, we extract the information, we come back and we manage the account that way. But those are my packages.
So on the 10K package, you guys come out, you actually film the content. Is that 10K a month? Are you coming out every single month to film the content, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we try to do it like 3 times a year. Sometimes we have to go to once a quarter. It kind of depends on the person. And also the amount of travel. We end up working really closely with their in-house team. A lot of people, like, our goal is never to replace the in-house team. It's just to kind of bolt on to what is already happening, you know, and work together. Because if you where are you from? Where do you live, Marshall?
We're based out of Vegas, but we're also based out of Southern Cal.
Yeah. So Vegas, Florida, Tampa to Vegas. You know, we worked with Pineda. We worked with a lot of people out there, you know, 6 hour flight. There's, for whatever reason, like, Americans stopped going direct there. So 6 hour flight, time change on the way out, it's great. On the way back, it sucks. But, you know, that's a, you know, all the way across the country trip. We would probably want to do that once a quarter. If we could stretch it once every 4 months, you know, that would be even more ideal. But it also depends on the person. Somebody like yourself, you know how to film. You filmed a lot of videos. I'm confident that we could show up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by 6 p.m. we could have 100 plus videos out of you without a problem. Like, and then we would do that for 2 days, and then we would come home. That's 200 videos. We post 2 videos a day. You know, statistically, you know, those get, you know, 90, 180. We can usually make it about 2.5, 3 months. Plus you have podcasts. Plus you have lives. You can take clips from the live. We like to do one direct to camera, one timestamp, which is from a live or a podcast. So we can stretch the content, you know, 3, 4 months, but we only stretch it if it's performing. If it's not performing, then we got to get back on a plane, because nobody's paying me 10K for pretty edits. They're paying me 10K to make them go viral. So that's, like, we take that very serious in my company, and it's a performance driven company. You know, even my editing team, they're incentivized by bonuses. If an editor edits a video that gets 1 million views, they get $100 bonus, plus a salary, you know, and we average 30 to 40 viral videos a month. So the editors are very happy to work with me. As well as if a person clips a podcast, if somebody finds a viral clip on a podcast, they get $100 bonus as well as the editor. Cause I separate the roles. It's not the same people, you know? So the goal is always performance, and that's what I found seems to work the best. I never want to compete on just nice videos, because quite frankly, my videos aren't the best. There's people that edit way better than myself and my team, but our clients choose to work with us because we perform.
What do you think about, and the last question, and then I want to make sure we give people the easy ability to connect with you. What do you think about videos that are totally scripted? Just flat out, you know, they're fascinating to watch because they're totally scripted. They're fun. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are doing a substantial amount of viral videos, and you look at it, you go, this is BS. This is just completely, this is fabricated. That's not real. You know, they're walking up to a cop pretending like they have pot in their hand, and then they make it magically vanish, and the cop doesn't look right. The uniform looks, it's clearly fake. What do you think about videos that have actors in them, that have, you know, people playing roles, versus just authentic videos?
I mean, I'm not opposed to the scripting, or, like, you know, I would say the fake stuff, like, because I mean, Adley's one of my, you know, she's a good friend of mine. All of her stuff is scripted and fake, and she makes, you know, from content way more than I do. So it's like, you know, the model is there, but that's a model, like, and she knows.
So let's answer that question. How does someone like an Adley doing chickens in her bathtub, how do you monetize that video? In the final couple minutes, we were talking about Adley. We were talking about her making the transition from YouTube and Facebook, and I want to complete that thought because it was good stuff. So go ahead and finish that.
Yeah, like I was saying, just, I know she's shifting more towards, like, she's selling, you know, she's teaching her methods now. But I think what people don't realize, like, Adley is looking to build creators. Like, so now she's got a course teaching creators how to create, but she's also has a talent pool of people that can make videos like her. And like I was saying, I don't know if it cut off, but, like, I've seen, you know, screenshots where she's made $100,000 from a single video. And, like, I don't know anybody in the info product space that's ever done that. Like, I know there's people that, I know how much money's made from VSLs and, like, marketing campaigns, but, like, I don't know anybody. And, like, they post, like, 5, 6 videos a day. Like, they post so many videos, like, all scripted pranks, all stuff that you know is fake, but people still watch them. So like, I think that also, you know, you can kind of like, if they weren't good, people wouldn't watch them. So like, for whatever reason, people like that shit.
Is that monetization strictly from ads?
Yeah, it's strictly for hers. It's like in-stream ads on Facebook. So like every minute there's an ad.
Wow. That's remarkable. And,
yeah, I've never, I mean, she's, I don't know too many doing much more than her. I mean, I know like on YouTube, there's a lot of people make a lot of money with AdSense, and they're, you know, I mean, somebody like, I know like Ice Coffee Hour shares their revenue every time they do a podcast. Like a financial podcast can see 30 to 50,000 a month in ad revenue. You know, I mean, I don't make shit on my TikTok for, you know, I've gotten 150 million views. I think I've made like $2,000, you know, so, but.
And so what do you think the usefulness of the TikTok videos are then if you've not made any money with it?
Well, I mean, I've made a lot of money from Instagram. So like TikTok just gets people to my Instagram. And it's hard to quantify the amount of money to be made from relevance. Like, and I know like right now it's 2 o'clock in Florida. I'm going to go eat Chipotle. I probably stand a chance to get recognized by somebody for my TikTok videos. And I don't know how much money that makes me, but I know I'd rather be recognized than not be recognized. Because when I'm being recognized, I'm making more money than when I wasn't being recognized. So it's hard.
Yeah, it might get you a free burrito today.
Yeah, no, Chipotle is good to the influencers sometimes.
That would be worth it to me. Hey, yeah. how do people find you? I love what you're talking about, and I want to have a conversation with you. And how we can enhance each other's businesses. How do people find you? And do you have a web? I know they can find you on social media at your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's my name. Everything's my name. I don't have a website. I sell everything through my Instagram direct messages. Attention Summit, we put 250 people there, and it was all through Instagram DM. Not a single website. So
that's amazing, brother.
I don't know if that's the Gen Z way of selling, but like, it's
working for you, it's working. And I would love to come speak at your attention event. I think that's amazing. What a great concept. And you've been a phenomenal guest. Be in touch.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing.
Oh.
Very much appreciate
I appreciate
having
it.
You on the show. Awesome,
thank
brother.
Thank you so much.
Hey, God bless. Thanks a lot. Follow Ryan on social media, ryanmagin.com. And how do you pronounce your last name?
You almost got it. It was McGinn. But I don't really like people. I was like, I don't even care. You spelled it right, so that's all that matters.
Life is good. Ryan McGinn, thank you so much for being on the show. God bless, and we'll see you very soon, friend.
Thank you, Marshall.
You're very welcome. We are back. And yes, we're having some technical challenges. I just, while we were down, saw that there was a small outage here in our area. Looks like we're on, though. So let's see what happens in the second part of the show. You know what happens in hour two? I've given you plenty of clues as to what the secret word of the day is. You say the secret word when you call me. It's worth $4,000. And just be interesting. You could win 10 ounces of pure Marshall silver. That's all you got to do. Just be interesting. We are going to go to the vault, show you a couple of videos about events we got coming up that I'd love to have you be a part of. Hey, if you've got a question, I want to change this up a bit as we're experimenting with our brand new broadcast. If you have a question for me, put it in the chat where you are. Just put it in the chat. You don't have to go through the opt-in right now, but we want you to put it in the chat though. And if it's interesting, my team will reach out to you directly and get you on the air. So I'm Marshall Silver going into the vault right now, let's do it.
Turning point, a total change in direction for the better.
Who here is ready for a turning point? You absolutely have to have one. Put them high.
The two-day Turning Point Seminar is different than any other program in that it does more than just teach you the skills for your relationships, wealth, and power. It also programs you on a subconscious level to put those skills into immediate use.
This weekend is about empowerment. This weekend is about you understanding how to take charge of your own life.
You will learn total control of your thoughts and emotions, how to use PND, or psychoneural duplication, to take on the thoughts and actions of others to produce similar results. Whether it's losing weight, changing habits, being a millionaire.
When you think what a millionaire thinks and you do what a millionaire does, you'll produce similar results.
You will learn to program these powerful tools at a subconscious level for immediate and lasting results.
Your conscious mind is what's called your critical factor. It's the mind you're using right now to determine whether the information I'm giving to you will work for you or not. Your subconscious mind, on the other hand, is merely a computer. It's non-critical. It doesn't even have the ability to make judgment. So all trance, hypnosis, reprogramming is setting aside the critical factor of your conscious mind and non-critically accepting suggestions.
And empowering.
To make a fear vanish, you must experience it fully.
As it helps you create your life exactly the way you want it. Bring your family closer. Find the love of your life. Create strategies for wealth. Learn irresistible influence and so much more. Because of the intimate nature of this course, seats are very limited. Register now before your life passes you by and there are no more turning points for you. Tens of thousands of people have learned this information and are using it daily.
You don't get angry if you get fired from your job and you know that within 2 years you will be a multi-millionaire.
It's your time.
There's a way for you to win this game that is different than how you're doing it, and it works.
It's your life.
When you learn how to do that, you become more powerful, and power is for use.
It's your turning point.
Isn't it time for your first million? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to do what you love and learn how to monetize that on a seven-figure level? Do you want to know exactly what you need to do and what not to do to have your biggest year ever? If not now, when? First Million, a two-day subconscious learning experience that both teaches and programs you with the personality traits and habits of multimillionaires. At First Million, you'll learn how to take almost any wealth vehicle to a seven-figure level or better. You'll learn how to stop using vehicles that don't work, are too difficult, or simply unsuited for you. Making money is supposed to be fun. Stop living your life, getting ready to live your life, and start living a life of adventure. First Million was crafted to not just change what you do, it's also going to change who you are. Instead of trying to become a millionaire, you'll learn that you're already a millionaire, even if the money has not yet been deposited in your bank account. Beyond mindsets, you'll learn the actual personality traits of multimillionaires, so you'll naturally do what millionaires do to produce a similar result. One of the key personality traits of a millionaire is charisma. Imagine being able to walk into a room and without speaking a word, have the entire room drawn to you. Imagine others hanging on your every word, wanting to be near you, to be in business with you, and hungry to buy whatever you're selling. First Million will teach you how to use the charisma that politicians, entertainers, CEOs, and celebrities use to move nations and make millions. You'll also learn how to get more done in less time. You'll learn priority management and what the highest and best use of your time is. You'll learn laser-like focus upon IGAs, or income-generating activities, and you'll learn to let go of anything below your pay grade. What if you had more customers than you ever imagined? What if they came right to you and fought to buy from you? At First Million, you'll learn attraction marketing and strategies to get others to pay you for your marketing and advertising before they even purchase your offer. When you attend your First Million, you'll begin to see an overwhelming amount of amazing opportunities all around you. You'll look through the matrix and easily identify target-rich environments. You'll learn dovetailing and stacking strategies to acquire more customers and do more business with the customers you already have. Unless something is sold, no money is made. Whether you're a sales pro, a novice, or even scared to death of selling something, your First Million is going to have you fall in love with influence and enjoy it as the game that it is. When you believe in what you're selling, you're obligated to sell it. You'll learn exact language patterns of influence and persuasion. You'll learn how to get others to ask you for what you're selling and have them believe it was their idea. You'll become dynamically able to use arcing statements, direct links, embedded commands, and so much more. An entire tool belt of selling gambits will be yours after you get to your first million. As a First Million alumni, you will be clear on what you need to do to GTFM or get the freaking money. You deserve great wealth, and your First Million will help to raise your self-esteem around the topic of money. The amount of money you make will always be determined by your own self-image. You'll learn what billion-dollar corporations already know about outsourcing, how to get anything below your pay grade done for pennies on the dollar. Your First Million will give you the groundwork to understand presentation skills and the highest paid profession on the planet, public speaking. When you graduate from Your First Million, you'll be able to create presentations that inspire with confidence and power. If all that weren't enough, there's so much more. Making your first million is almost certainly going to require that you manage at least a small team. You'll walk out of the course with the knowledge of how to lead teams and synergistically get more done in less time. Technology has made our lives so much easier as we've learned how to harness it. The First Million course will teach you what is up to date and available in technology so that you can use that cutting edge technology to get more done and have more fun. You'll also learn how to harness the power of the internet for massive passive profits. Every time you attend your First Million, you'll learn new technology and internet marketing strategies, as these two portions of the class change every time you attend. It's like getting a brand new seminar each time you come. If you're a representative, you may attend your First Million as often as you like, totally free, with your enrollment in the First Million course. If you're not yet a rep, or if you have not yet invested in your First Million, enroll now. Everything begins in thought, and you know what you want to say. Go ahead, say it now. Say it out loud. I'm ready for my First Million.
Welcome back. Hey, guys. We're having technical difficulties here in the studio. We did some checking and found out that the internet got knocked out in this local area. We had some pretty heavy rain and storms, and they're having some challenges right now. So rather than risk coming in and out, today's word was, obviously no callers, so tomorrow goes up to $4,500, but today's word was thespian. Bad actors. Actors on viral videos and more. So nobody won it today. We're going to wrap up the show for today. I'll see you back here, same time, same bat channel. I'm Marshall Silver. This is Marshall Silver Live. Until we chat, make it an awesome day.